Got a huge weekend of racing coming up. It's an important time of year, and the Run to the Roses could feature an absolute superstar galloper. Adam Pengelly, good morning to you.
Morning, TK. Morning, Stewie. Yeah, very much looking forward to Exceedance coming back to the races after his flashing first up win in the San Domenico Stakes. I think he could be a pretty special colt, TK, from what we've seen so far in his short career. I know there's a bit of fresh blood on the scene, I suppose, in this race on the weekend with Yes, Yes, Yes. Prince Fawaz is resuming, as well as Kubrick, I've got a big opinion of. But the way Exceedance won first up on a heavy track, he's going to be awfully hard to beat on the weekend. I've always been of the opinion he's going to be a much better horse on top of the ground with his turn of foot. And I think $2.20 is still a really good price about him. So I expect him to take a stranglehold on Golden Rose betting after the Run to the Rose on the weekend. And I think he'll be the horse to beat in a couple of weeks' time as well.
Now, there's a US report that alleging, and it's like, I mean, this alleges that Justify tested positive to a banned substance. I make the statement that it alleges.
This Californian Racing Authority seems to be all over the place, Adam, because Justify then went on to win the Triple Crown, including the Kentucky Derby.
Very big story, boys, that was emanated from the New York Times yesterday morning. I don't think anyone has actually sort of rejected the notion that he did test positive to a banned substance after the Santa Anita Derby in the lead-up to the Kentucky Derby. I think the conjecture has been about how long it took to conduct an investigation into why it happened and why it wasn't released publicly sort of at some stage throughout the Triple Crown, and why an inquiry was held sort of behind closed doors after he'd won the Triple Crown. So my understanding is that he had tested positive to a contaminated feed from a poisonous plant. Should it have been disclosed before he ran in the Kentucky Derby? I'm not too sure. I'm not completely up to speed with the processes over there in America for disclosing this sort of stuff. But Bob Baffert hasn't denied it. The California Racehorse Board hasn't denied it either. It's just a matter of whether they acted in due course in the appropriate time, basically. So I don't think it diminishes what he achieved on the racetrack. I think it was an inadvertent positive. I think he's obviously still a Triple Crown winner. And as we know, he's standing down here at Stud in Australia with Coolmore at the moment alongside American Pharaoh. He'll still stand for a hefty fee, and I can't see it's going to affect his progeny or his demand from broodmares and breeders as well. So, fascinating story. I think probably the truth probably lies somewhere in between the two versions of events on the New York Times story or what Bob Baffert and the California Horse Racing Board are saying. But, certainly a very stout postscript to his triple crown win.
It certainly will be. We'll have to watch this space. Kosciuszko horses more into the field.
Yeah, this field is coming together very quickly, Stewie. It must be said. It always usually does after the winning ticket holders are announced. They're announced earlier this week, and yesterday we had a couple more horses added to the mix. Handle the Truth for Keith Tryon down there in Canberra. Bobbing, who won the provincial championships last year, but Bernie Kelly, his trainer, has moved to a regional area, so he's now eligible for the Kosciuszko, and he's got a spot in that race. So I've got, I think, about 9 or 10 of those horses confirmed for the Kosciuszko at this stage, and I expect the last couple to be sort of announced in the next couple of weeks as well.
7, 8. Yeah, I think we've got 8, plus we've got that guarantee, haven't we, with the mate of Matthew Dales, who actually won the slot. Mm. He said, well, Matthew can have the slot, but we just don't know what horse yet.
Yeah, Matthew's in a really good spot, TK, isn't he? He's got a pretty classic stable, as we know, and when you go through his stable, look at the likes of Notation and Superstar Bob, I'm not quite sure where Fel Swift's up to. Obviously, he was a Group 1 sprinter back in his days.
Well, he was terrible last start. There had to be something wrong with him.
Yeah, he's lost his form, obviously, TK. But you'd think that, a horse like Notation, who's a mare on the way up, she's run well in benchmark races and getting close to that black spot level, she's probably the favourite at this stage, I'd say, for that spot. But yeah, Matty's got plenty of time to make that decision.
Now, let's make some cash for the listeners.
My best bet, Stewie, at Rose Hill tomorrow is in the Run to the Rose, race 6, number 4, Exceedance. I've got to be with him. They're still betting black figures. I'm not going to be Robinson Crusoe team as the best bet on the program here, but just the way he won first up on a heavy track, getting back on top of the ground, I think he can win again. I still think $2.20 is just a touch of overs. And my best value, race 5, number 5, Subedar. Put a line through last start. It was on a very wet track. I don't think he was suited. He gets an inside draw here. The blinkers go on. I think he'll settle a lot closer. And I think he can run you a race around that double-figure price at $10. So race 6, number 4, Exceedance the best, and race 5, number 5, Superstar the best value on the program.
All right, there you go. We'll put them on our social media, TK. Do we get them out in socials?
Yeah, we do all that.
We do all that?
We do all that.
Geez, this show's really moving forward.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Fax. Do you fax people?
Tinder and all that. We just pump it out everywhere.
Good on you, Adam, mate. You have a nice weekend. Good luck on the punt, and we'll talk to you again on Monday.
Enjoy the weekend, boys, and look after that groin, TK.
I will. Thank you for that.